This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Yeah, we always used to be told that don't eat the snow if it's yellow. Well, don't eat it if it's glowing either. Ty Bollinger, my friend. It's Outside the Box Wednesday. Welcome.
Redneck?
Was that
Redneck?
You?
Redneck?
That was Super Don. Was that me? Did I say that?
What's happening, RSB? How you doing, buddy?
I thought that was the brand of clothing you were wearing in New York last time with those pictures. The cutoff.
Hey, just because I wear a cowboy hat and a bolo tie and boots doesn't mean I'm a redneck.
All right. Well,
now when I eat the squirrel that I hit with my truck, then that means I'm a redneck.
You might be at that point. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we got to gear up. It's probably not going to be cut off shirt weather when we're up there, but I don't think it's going to be as super cold as they had this week in New York, thankfully.
I checked the forecast. Supposed to be 30s and 40s the days that we're up there, and it looks like it's going to be relatively sunny, too. So hopefully it won't be near as, close to zero as it has been the last few days up there, and not as much wind, apparently.
Oh, good. Well, we'll be enjoying ourselves, looking forward to seeing Carol Alt and everything. We'll talk more about that event and the events surrounding our trip next week. But seriously, the radioactive snow story. I mean, like I said, I'm looking at like the polar vortex, right? Everybody is screaming, polar vortex. Nobody's mentioning radioactive snow in the old media. You got to go to the new media to say, hey, are they actually checking this thing out? What's going on?
Well, for the last couple years, we have not let the kids. We're down in Texas now, but we used to live in Montana. We got a lot of snow up there. We've not let the kids, eat snow. I mean, as a kid, what's the most fun thing to do? Go out in the snow, make snow ice cream, eat it. We haven't let them do that because of Fukushima. We knew that we were getting radioactive plumes over here, and it was affecting the precipitation. And that's what they're finding now. I think this is an article that we were looking at about Missouri. They're testing the snow out there, and they're finding this highly radioactive. So this is a big concern, isn't it?
Well, it is. And excuse me, I'm just thinking about what we were talking with Mike Adams about yesterday, what he's revealing through the lab, the forensic food. It's going to be all the more important when we talk about remediating radiation. I mean, we've got strategies in place, and we may mention some of those today as well, but we're going to need more, not less, because it's coming from every angle.
Yeah, we're getting pelted with radiation now, as if we didn't have enough toxicity to worry about. Now we got the radiation from Fukushima. It's getting in the precipitation. So please, those of you that are listening that are in areas that are getting snow, don't let the kids eat it. Because there's an article that we can talk about as well on the same line of thought. 1,400% radiation hotspot found on the beach in San Francisco. So it's not just the snow; it's coming across in the ocean. It's coming down in the rain. And that begs the question: what's it doing to the produce that's growing when it's being rained upon by this radioactive snow?
Right. Well, exactly. And we have got to, as I said, even if let's say we were dead wrong about all that was going on in Fukushima and how it's impacting us here in America, North America, the things we talk about, Ty, you're right about, we would only be healthier regardless. But the thing is, if we're right, and if what we're finding and hearing about is actually happening, we'll be alive. And that'll be the big, big news compared to what's happened to the folks that are not.
Yeah, believe me, there's not another subject that I would love to be wrong about more than this one, but unfortunately I think we're right. Just last week there was new plumes of radioactive steam that were coming out of the reactor number 3 at Fukushima, and TEPCO representatives will not answer what's going on. So this is a disaster that's not just occurred, but it's still in the making. And so really what Mike was talking about yesterday, that just is even more important now when we talk about the fact that from here on out, one of the main things that you're going to want to be testing if you're worried about your health, if you're concerned with your health, you got to be testing radioactivity. And we've got to have products that help us to flush the radioactivity out of our bodies, and not just your typical products that people would turn to, like a zeolite product, right?
Right.
Zeolite's great, but there's issues with zeolite with the things that they leave behind. So,
right, we talk about aluminum deposits and things. These are things that are going to be revelations in this 2014 year coming out of the Natural News Forensic Food Lab. And so in addition to things we already know, we'll be able to implement other strategies, other substances that we can guarantee are actually binding and carrying them through. Because let's just put it this way, we can't stop eating. You know, we're going to have to eat. The question is, how do we deal with the food that is now contaminated? It was bad enough with GMOs and pesticides, which, you know, you could go organic and we recognize it wasn't even pure because the environment is degraded.
Right.
Well, I don't know that I had encountered or even thought about in my lifetime that we're going to have to be dealing with fallout from, you know, nuclear plants.
Right. And I didn't either. I don't think anybody did. And it's odd. I've said in the past many times, you were being pelted with the chemtrails and the chemicals in the air. You can't stop breathing. You have to breathe. So you got to do the best you can to help detox from the chemicals. But now it's going to be not only in the air that we breathe, but it's going to be in the water and the food because of the fact that this radiation is carrying over here in these plumes from Fukushima. So, you know, you're right. You can't stop eating despite what you see in some of these shows. I've seen this group of people that call themselves breatharians that say
the breatharians, yeah.
From the
air. Have you ever met somebody in person that claimed to be a breatharian?
I've not. But I have seen a couple of YouTube videos of breatharians that were caught sneaking into different fast food restaurants to grab a bite to eat.
Of course, those were the bad breatharians.
Those were the non-devout breatharians.
Yeah, it's like only partly breatharian. I don't know. Listen, we're all breatharians because we got to breathe, right? And,
yeah.
And of course, oxygen, prana, you can call it that. We talk about oxygen a lot, and mm-hmm. believe me, we need that too. But try doing it without everything else. Eventually, you might be in trouble. Now, I'm not going to say that maybe there's never been somebody that figured out how to do it. I just haven't met them.
Well, you mentioned something important. It's the sheer volume of these toxins. It's one more thing here, Robert. It's not like we got to worry about. We have nothing else to worry about. But now we got one mm-hmm. more thing. So it really is the fact we talk about the immune system all the time. So get your head around this, folks. We're being constantly pelted with radiation. We're being pelted with chemicals in the air, on our food, in our water. The immune system is just being overloaded all the time, which makes it so important to keep your immune system strong because of the fact that now we've got one more thing to worry about. It's as if it weren't enough before, now we've got these radioactive plumes, radioactive snow, radioactive water. Man, just one more thing, one more good reason to keep your immune system as strong as possible.
You know what I was thinking, because we're going to see elevations of cancer rates because of this.
Yeah.
Of course, a lot of the strategy we talk about, you've written about cancer, step outside the box as well. The carnivora comes to mind here in dealing with these severe immune crises. How would you see utilizing something like that?
Yeah, well, I mean, what does the carnivora do? The carnivora is an immunomodulator, right? It doesn't boost the immune system. It modulates it. It upregulates and downregulates according to what is necessary to keep your body at homeostasis. What a better supplement could you think of at a time like this to keep your immune system modulated than carnivora? Something that's essential. You know, that's, again, a supplement that you take every day in your family, and so do I and my family. Something that's a staple in our nutritional regimen.
Yeah, I just didn't foresee that, again, things like that would be necessary as staples, that they were normally thought of as, oh my gosh, I'm in crisis, I have a problem, let's take that. But
right.
Now I'm looking at these things that used to be in that category as maintenance and staples, as you said,
yeah.
And prevention, real prevention.
Yeah, it's something that has unfortunately become necessary for us to use a lot of different protocols that we would have used previously just for an aggressive type of disease. Now we're forced to use them as a regular maintenance dose to prevent those diseases that are coming because our environment and our food supplies become so contaminated. It's unfortunate that now we have to turn to things like carnivora mm-hmm. on a daily basis just to prevent as opposed to treat.
Right, right. Now, I got a question that just came in from Marlene on the Robert Scott Bell Show website, and thank you for that, Marlene. This is a question of the day now, and it relates to this topic. We recently started taking the Nation iodine from Natural News Store. Do you think that it is really safe to take it every day? I always thought that you shouldn't take too much iodine. Also, I'd sent you an email. I don't know about this. CBD oil. Ooh. She's using the CBD oil for the skin cancer, and her husband is taking it, and the spot on his nose is looking much better. Okay, I didn't even read that part. I didn't know that was part of the equation. So CBD is going to be another aspect of remediation. We know that hemp can remediate radiation, too, so that's cool. But the question about iodine, we do the iodine here. I also do the homeopathic form of iodine called iodum, and that helps to utilize it properly. But what's your strategy with iodine?
Well, you know, when Fukushima happened a couple years ago, we all got on the potassium iodide for a period of 5 to 7 days, and to, you know, big doses of potassium iodide to fill up our thyroid gland, because before that time we weren't taking iodine at all. And after that, we've been on, we take Iodorol, which is a specific brand of iodine, each day from then on. But for the last several years, we've been taking Iodorol on a daily basis. So, you know, as long as you're taking the prescribed dosage, there's not a danger, from what I'm aware of, for taking iodine on a daily basis. And I know that nascent iodine that Mike's selling is top notch.
Yeah, it is. And I, you know, I use the Magnation iodine as well, and give my kids a drop every day. I'm not doing a lot, but of course, because we do other things strategically. And remember, Cali Iodatum is another form of the potassium iodide in homeopathic forms that you can also take to remediate radiation. So if you're concerned about doing too much iodine, you can take it with the homeopathic form as well, iodum, Cali iodatum. And I have found that when I overdosed on this form, that it literally would come back out of my body. It found escape routes. But that's also the key to why we talk about opening up your pathways of elimination. So critical that if you are congested in any way, then all the good things you do can potentially become not so good for you.
Right. Yeah, because you don't have a way to detoxify the overabundance of the good.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, that kind of leads me to detoxification, because that's why it's so important when you do like a full body detox. There's an order in which you should detoxify, and that's why detoxifying the colon comes first. Because to get rid of toxins, you can't be clogged up from an intestinal perspective, or that's one major elimination funnel that has been clogged.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're up on our first break here, Ty, and I want to get into the flu shot. We have a few stories we're going to cram into the next segment, and it does relate indeed to our guest this hour that will be joined by Mandy Weinrich, who's the aunt of little Ronan Burgess, who lost his life recently after getting the flu shot, the flu, and getting treated for it by doctors. And we're going to talk about this horrific scenario with his aunt, Mandy. So stand by for that. Ty Bollinger, Robert Scadbell, back after this break with some more flu shot. That's a hint. That's a hint. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, I made some funny noises like... It wasn't because Ty is boring. He's not. He's exciting, man. We love Ty. But it was because flu shots causing narcolepsy now. Did you see this story?
I did, but I got another real quick sound effect for you. You ready?
I don't know. Am I? Oh no! Did we need that? That's the sound your kids made when they ate the snow you told them not to.
There you go. Yeah, I wanted to mention. Charlene just shot me an email. When every time that we would let the kids over the last couple of years eat snow, which was not recently, but before we realized about the radiation, they would throw up every time they got sick. So,
which, by the way, is a response of a healthy child to toxins, poisons, and radiation. The body knows. It's intelligent. It rejects it. It's only stupid doctors that will tell you to keep eating the snow. No, I hope they wouldn't. Anyway, we do have a call on the line, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Martha from Oklahoma is listening on through National News Radio or GCN or wherever. We're glad you're with us, Martha. You have a 17-year-old kid who's recovering from cancer. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Yeah, that's correct.
So what's the story when you say he's recovering? Did he go through a traditional radiation chemo treatment or what happened?
Mm-hmm. He's had 2 bone marrow transplants. He was diagnosed when he was 12 with AML leukemia and then had a transplant. And then relapsed. He's not had any radiation, but he's had lots of chemotherapy. And then relapsed almost 2 years later, and now he's 21 months in remission again. So from a second bone marrow transplant.
Mm.
But, I guess I have a lot of questions. You know, I've spent the last 4.5 years researching everything I can imagine. And I've yet to find anyone cured of AML. I'm not saying they're not out there, but I can't see naturally. Do you know of anything that...
Okay. What are you asking, Martha? If I'm aware of anybody that's been cured of AML naturally, or anybody that's been cured of AML, period?
Naturally,
no,
I think she was wondering.
Naturally, without the chemo and radiation. Of course, I know people cured, you know, with chemotherapy and radiation, but the cure rates are pretty low with AML.
What you mean as far as with chemo and radiation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're very, very low. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ty, did you cover anybody in your books or anything that you've come across that came through this naturally or even after traditional oncology come through it and, you know, start going natural at that point to maintain health?
Yeah, I've been contacted over the years by so many people. I couldn't name them off the top of my head right now, but probably half dozen people at least I could find that have been cured. One of the things, Martha, you might want to look at is go to my website, cancertruth.net. And I know that the Life One protocol has had pretty good success with AML. So if you go to cancertruth.net, do a search for Life One, LIFEONE, you can read about that. That might be something that you would want to consider.
Okay, I will look into that. The other question I had is, he has really high iron overload, and it's really high, and they can't do phlebotomy to, you know, of course, to get the iron off because his bone marrow hasn't recovered enough to do that. But it, you know, it's not good for him.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, sure. Free iron is a pro-oxidant, so it can induce oxidative stress and it can damage the DNA. So, and there's several studies, it's at least in animal models, that have shown that the excess iron is carcinogenic.
Right.
So what we got? What are we going to do to help him out? Because they can't bleed him yet. That's basically what they're talking about. Of course, we utilize homeopathic ferrum phosphoricum. That's iron phosphate to help from an energetic perspective. There are, of course, other metal detoxes that also work with iron that are in the homeopathic realm. So I would encourage you, for one, Martha, to contact King Bio and let them know what's going on, and they'll suggest some remedies that are completely safe to take. Even if they don't do what we fully would want them to do, they would not be harmful. Any other strategies you've heard about, Ty, on this?
No, but the best strategies, I believe, are homeopathic when you're talking about excess iron.
Yeah. And also, I was thinking, you know, the hydration aspect, because we want to increase the volume of water to begin to, you know, move things through so that cellular detox is much more able to occur. And, of course, that's where we go. You know, if you go visit robertswater.com, if you haven't looked into the microclustering of the water that you give your son, the structuring, the alkalizing, the ionizing in particular, that also can be of some assistance in moving things through, because people will increase the movement of fluids through their body and on out as well. So, Martha, we're out of time this segment. I appreciate you calling. You call in any time, and all the best. God bless you with your son there in his recovery. If we can help some more, we'd love to. So thank you.
Ty,
we're going to try and get Mandy on the line. This is a heartbreaking story of another child who is now not alive. And is it the flu shot? Was it the flu? Was it the treatment for the flu? All of these things are in question. We're going to hear from his aunt. Mandy Weinrich is scheduled next on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger. We're going way outside the box. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're such a wonderful crowd. We'd like to play a little tune for you. It's one of my personal favorites.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Okay.
Health.
What?
Freedom.
What?
Liberty.
What?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah!
So I'm doing this interview this weekend, Robert, and
yes.
Right before I went on, it was an interview out of Jacksonville, Florida. We were on Facebook, and Charlene was, or we were messaged by a lady named Mandy, because we had posted an article about a little boy named Ronan Burgess who had died after taking a flu shot. And so Mandy messaged us, and turns out she's his aunt, and she called in on the show this weekend. I was able to talk to her, and she kind of gave us her story. And since that time, we've communicated with her several times. Charlene's spoken to her on the phone. Really nice lady. Mandy Weinrich is her name. And we're fortunate enough to have her on the show this segment. Mandy, thanks for joining us. We're really looking forward to getting your story on what happened to your nephew.
No, thank you. I really appreciate you guys for getting the word out to everybody.
We're listen. Our heart breaks when we hear and have to cover and report on stories like this. But your family, this was your nephew, your sister's son, and maybe you can let everybody know that don't know about this story. What happened? What your perspective is?
Okay. Well, I'm kind of blunt and I kind of get to the point. So I'm sorry if I offend anybody. But
it's okay. No, go let it loose.
Okay, back in November, my sister took her three children in for flu mist. And I found out the name of it, Metamune flu mist.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in November. All three of the children got vaccinated, and the father and my sister did not. Well, around the holiday season, Kayla came down with the flu, and then her husband came down with the flu. And about a week later, then Ronan started getting sick, which they thought was kind of odd since he had already had the flu mist. Well, he started feeling really, really hot, and he started coughing. Well, my sister took him into the pediatrician. The pediatrician took his temperature. It was 104.7 and said that part of his lung was actually filled with fluid, but they didn't think that it was anything to worry about. So they gave him some steroids and told him to go home. And if the cough gets any worse, I guess it was a cough when you have like a barking cough. It sounds like croup.
Right.
So they didn't even test him for H1N1. They just gave him steroids and said, well, you got to ride it out.
Well, did they, as far as you know, did the doctors warn your sister that prednisone was a very powerful immune suppressant?
No, nothing. As far as my sister was concerned, she was doing what she thought was right by listening to the pediatrician.
Sure. Yeah, well, they have their training and they have their place, but it seems like in this, it's tragically the wrong place with everything that went wrong in this case with this little five-year-old boy. Now, again, the flu mist is a live virus vaccine. It's not a needle, but they say that for 21 days you have to stay away from anybody who is immunocompromised because it's actually, you're contagious, basically. That's what they claim.
She wasn't ever told that.
Others around this little boy ended up getting sick as well.
Yeah, it's very possible that that's the reason that the parents were sickened is because of that, the live mist.
Oh, boy. She's really not going to like hearing that.
Yeah,
but
and then...
You're probably right.
And then if you say the 104.7 fever or so, that's pretty significant, of course, and the lungs filling with fluid. I would think that would be an emergency situation where they might want to drain it, but instead given prednisone. We've covered stories like this, Mandy, and they're just heartbreaking because the docs, you know, listen, I don't think that there's ill intent here. That's not what we're saying. But their training is not adequate to the things that they're dealing with because you have certain fibrogenic cytokine storms in these influenza. You know, these are inflammatory cascades. It's the immune system of a young child that is basically intact is responding violently to this assault. And rather than suppressing it, we need to open up the pathways of elimination, but the docs are not trained in this at all. And prednisone, in fact, is also very liver toxic, and the liver is your main organ for elimination to drive the debris out of the body for recovery. So, you know, I just I'm holding back, fighting back the tears of another tragic death that didn't have to happen if the doctors knew better.
Oh, sure.
Mandy, what kind of a time period are we talking about? Ronan got the flu mist back late November, and then walk us through what happened in the next few weeks.
Probably about 3 weeks later, parents started getting kind of not feeling very good. Towards the end of the week, Ronan wasn't feeling good, mm-hmm. and I think it was it was Christmas Eve that she took him in to the pediatrician, and that's what happened there. They sent her home. Now, Christmas Eve night, he started coughing really bad, and it was getting to be just to the point where she just couldn't stand it anymore. So she said, that's it. I'm taking him to the emergency room. I can't do this anymore. Mm-hmm. So she propped him up on the bed, and she was helping him put his pants on, and all of a sudden, he just stopped breathing, started turning blue, and passed out. Mm-hmm. And his throat had just swelled up to the point where she couldn't get any air down. So she started doing compressions as much as she could until the ambulance got there. Well, when the ambulance got there, the EMTs established an airway, and by the time they made it to the hospital, he was brain dead.
Oh. Wow.
So they tell her, well, we're going to go ahead and try to warm his brain up. I don't know anything about this, okay? I've never heard of this before, but we're going to warm his brain up and see if that brings back any activity. And it was still nothing.
Oh.
And he sat on the ventilator for 3 or 4 days, and then they finally told her, look, we're going to have to pull the ventilator out. But if we pull it out, he may breathe on his own or he may choke. But if he does breathe on his own, then that's a good sign. But we're going to have to pull the feeding tube out and basically let him waste away.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my
God. So it's either let your child starve to death or suffocate. That was her only two choices.
This makes the article, and we have it linked up in the show notes today, if you want to read about this at robertscottbell.com, the article talks about what you've described, not in as much detail, but then the whole theme of the article is get your flu shot, get your kids, you know, vaccinated. And I'm thinking, how irresponsible is this? What level of cognitive dissonance is you hear this story and you say, wait a second, how could this be an argument to make sure you get vaccinated? At the very least, it should be, we need to step back and question what's gone on here and say maybe there was something else we could have done.
I completely agree with you. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that are extremely closed-minded. And they're not going to open up to this until they're ready. I've got a sister who's a nurse, dead set on believing that the flu vaccine is it. You've got to get your kids vaccinated. Otherwise, you're putting everybody else in school at risk, everybody around you at risk. So I think that that may be where my sister got the idea that it was a good thing to do.
But it turns out the flu vaccine that you got, or in this case that he got, was one that actually put others at risk, much less himself. And the treatment may have been the thing. Again, this is a tragedy. It's hard to play what they say looking back on this. But, of course, we've had the ability for many years to be knowing of this. And now here your family is now just discovering this. How does this shift your perspective on modern medicine from where you might have been before to where you are now? It's a harsh wake-up call.
It is. I've been studying natural medicine and homeopathic natural treatments for over 15 years, and I try to keep it out there in the open and talk to my siblings about it, but sometimes they just don't want to hear it. They hear what everybody else around them is telling them. I'm just a conspiracy crack, you know, according to my family. So the things I post out there are educational and researched.
Well, let me tell you something, Mandy. We are all, everybody that's listening is a conspiracy theorist because we all believe in conspiracy theories. The only difference is which conspiracy theories actually have facts to back them up and which don't. And as you do the research, you'll find out that those conspiracy theories that we talk about on this show actually are conspiracy facts, because we can back up the fact that the flu shot has been shown to be ineffective. It's been proven to be 0% effective by the Cochrane database for the young and the elderly. And so it's not really a matter of, you know, is this a conspiracy theory? It's they're all conspiracy theories. It's just which one are backed up with facts. And sadly, we're learning more and more each day that the flu vaccine is in and of itself a big conspiracy theory. The fact that it's we're told that it works, because the only thing that it does is it makes you sick and it compromises your immune system. It does not work as far as preventing the flu.
And the only thing you can do is research both sides of the story and come up with your own conclusion. But when everything points to the one direction, you know, what quacks like a duck and walks like a duck usually is.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you're right. It's usually the allopathic doctors at this point that are living that reality of what we call quack medicine. But, you know, they control the media still, and unfortunately certain family members, and we've all had this within our own family, that look at us and say, we're the nutty ones, but we're the ones that are actually opening the books, looking at the literature, asking the questions, interviewing and acknowledging experience, and then coming, as we said, drawing our own conclusions and living life accordingly. So it's not that we throw out anger at anybody who has been duped in this way, because I think in our lives all of us have on some way, and maybe all of us still are on some levels too. But the reality is we've got to question everything the experts and the officials are telling us, because if you do not, this could happen, like what happened to little Ronan there, your nephew.
Yeah, and I thank you so much for your new book that's out too. That is helping open people's eyes. I can't tell you how many people have picked it up off my desk and looked at it.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, you talked about monumental myths.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We'll get with me off the air. I'll send you some more to give out to some people down there.
Oh, I'll take as much as I can get, because the only thing I can do is hand out the information and wait for them to sit back and say, aha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, our goal, and it's just sad that we have to talk to you about this, our goal is to be able to wake people up to the truth without little boys and little girls having to die from the flu shot. That You know, it's sad that sometimes that's what it takes to wake people up, and it's really sad that you know, your sister is, she's doing what she thinks is best, and she's doing what the doctor says is best, and it's difficult to look a doctor in the eye and say, look, you know what, I don't believe you're giving me good information here, because a lot of times they don't take too kindly to being told they don't know what they're talking about.
Bless your family. We're so sorry for what happened there. If we can prevent this from happening in one other family, it'll be worth it, you know, that you've taken the time to be candid about the experience and your perspectives on it. And I do hope that you'll stay in touch with us. And anything we can do to help, even to reach out to, for your sister, we're here for you, okay?
I will. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Mandy, so much. You take care. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right, that's Mandy Weinrich. We appreciate her coming on board. We're going to talk about how we can wake others up. This in New York City and Long Island, New York, next week with Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell. Gene Weiss is going to join us next to reveal where we're going to be and why.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Wrapping up the Robert Scott Bell Show today with Ty Bollinger, TMB RSB, getting together, and we're going to be in New York. Take it on. It's like we need a, like a kind of silly movie like The Muppets Take Manhattan, like TMB RSB go to Manhattan, and we run. It's, oh, my gosh, we're back. But we're looking forward to being there. And, wow, what a stunning interview. Mandy, the courage that she showed in talking about a very difficult thing with her nephew there. And if you missed it, go back and listen. This is a story. It's linked in the show notes as well. We don't want this happening to any other children.
No, that was fantastic. Thank you so much, Mandy. That was a fantastic interview. She's so articulate. She's passionate, but she's a little bit under control, which is good. It's because I know that she'd like to become unhinged because it angers her so much. But she did a great job. Yeah. And so
it's information. The anger would be understandable once you realize the doctors are more dangerous than the so-called germs they're trying to inoculate, vaccinate you against.
Iatrogenicide, right? That's one of the chapters in Monumental Myths. Mm-hmm. You and Don were talking about nosocomial infections, hospital-generated infections. It is crazy the amount of sickness and the amount of death and disease that is being spread by doctors and hospitals today.
Oh, by the way, great James Maskell, our friend in New York, he just says, no, do not administer acetaminophen for children with fevers. Amen, James. Thank you for that reminder as well, because it's liver toxic like prednisone, maybe even worse in some ways. And you want to suppress immunity? You want to suppress detoxification? No, we don't. We want to encourage it. That's why we use homeopathy. There are, in fact, multi-strain flu formulas from King Bio available to you, so you don't have to resort to the shots or even the nasal mist. Now, we're going to be in New York City. And it's thanks in large part to our friend, Jean Weiss. And she's with us, joining us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show to wrap up the show, gearing up for New York City next week. Jean, welcome back.
I'm so jazzed, and so many people are as well. This is getting exciting. The countdown begins a week away.
So let everybody know, what are we going to be doing with you?
Well, you're going to be on the radio at the Organic Corner in Massapequa at 3 to 5 on Wednesday, January 15th, and that is in Massapequa at 37 Broadway. And you can call in at 866-939-2355.
Yeah, that's a live call-in number for the show when we're there.
Yep. So if people have questions and they can communicate with you right online, live. And some people will be showing up to see you in person if they can't make the event later in the evening.
Yeah, I think we're going to bring some sovereign silver with us, so we'll be able to pour shots right at the juice bar. You know, everybody's going to get to be able to do shooters. And we'll also, that evening, tell us about the evening lecture we've got going on.
Yeah, that's going to be great, too. It's going to be at 7 to 10 at the Unity Church of Healing Light in Huntington Station on Pulaski, 203 East Pulaski Road in Huntington Station. And it's a beautiful sanctuary there. There's an elevator for anybody that's handicapped that can get in. And it seats 140. We've got about 50 people already lined up, so I'm sure we're going to be getting much more, this next week. And it's going to be exciting to have you guys there doing your little lecture and presentation on so many topics of health and environment and how to boost our immune system and how to laugh and make sure that you have a interesting blissful, stress-free life. It's not all just about food and supplements. It's a whole component to one's health.
Ted, and Ty is very funny. I'm just funny looking, but we're going to have a good time when we're all together up there. It's going to be great.
I don't know about that. I think maybe we're both funny looking.
Yeah.
Self-effacing. You guys are gorgeous men inside and out.
Oh, my gosh. Now I'm blushing. Okay, there we go. So, and I think Leanna Werner-Grace says she's going to drop by with us, at least at the earlier event when we're broadcasting live at that local store in Massapequa.
Fantastic.
Which will be good. Yeah, and that...
Chocolates, I hope.
She better bring the thing she's been promising. It's chocolate and peanut butter, organic and raw, and I'm ready to go. That's really the reason why I'm going. No other reason.
That's the only reason why I'm having people here at the church, too. I'm putting out some raw, healthy snacks, and you can get some for free, and you can purchase some to bring home, and you'll learn maybe a way to make them. They're very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very
nice.
Exciting. And there's going to be a book signing.
We're going to eat well. That's right. Ty's going to have his books. Yeah. He'll be selling them there and signing them for you as well, Ty.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm shipping several copies of each of the books, so we're going to give them a huge discount on a bundled package if somebody wants to buy them all. And I'll even sign them for them, although I think that might devalue the book.
No, are you kidding me? It's going to be great. We want pictures, too. All right, Gene Weiss, thank you so much for being here. We'll connect with you, also the other doc that will be there probably over the weekend, maybe when we go Sunday broadcast. We'll preview it.
Well, that would be fantastic. I'll let Dr. Nane Tung know.
Please do that. And in the meantime, Ty, my friend,
yes.
I can't believe it. Can that city contain us? We're going
to
find out.
We'll have to find out next week.
Fox News, we're really going to be there? Oh, my gosh. Well, you better believe it, because the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet. And you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.